Hi, good morning everyone. So my name is Marie Bourguignon. That's my last name, Bourguignon. And I'm a PhD student at the Department of Agronomy at Iowa State University. And for the last few years, I've been working on this very interesting fiber crop, which is kenaf. You have a picture right here. It was taken a month ago. And so we have two varieties here. On the left, Tainan 2, and on the right, it's Wheaton. And basically, we've been trying to grow kenaf in Iowa. So kenaf is a herbaceous annual dicot crop originally from Africa. And I'm just going to talk to you about what's the best way to grow kenaf in Iowa. So here are some pictures of kenaf seeds and kenaf flowers, as well as kenaf leaves. It does look like hemp, but it's not. And the particularity of kenaf lays in the anatomy of its stem. So the stem can be divided into the outer bast, which is very long, strong, valuable fibers. So you have on the bottom right picture, like when it's wet, and on the bottom left when it's dry. And the inner is called the core, and very short and porous fibers. So as I say, this crop is a fiber crop. And based on the properties of the bast and the core, we can make a lot of different things with that plant. So for example, we can make paper pulp with the bast fiber mostly. Animal bedding with the core, textile, rope. That's actually how we introduced kenaf in the U.S. during the Second World War. And we can also make biocomposite and bioplastic. And very recently, there's been more and more interest on growing kenaf for biofuel, but we don't have a whole lot of information here. So right now, kenaf is mostly produced in India and China, and in the U.S., it is produced, but mostly on the south part of the U.S., and as you can tell, in the middle, there's nothing. So it would be very interesting to grow kenaf in Iowa, since, you know, corn grow very well in Iowa, so why not kenaf? We have a bunch of questions to ask ourselves, because there is not a whole lot of information here. So which variety would be appropriate for Iowa? What's the best way to grow kenaf in Iowa? Is the phenology different in a climate like Iowa? Is there any way to predict the yield of kenaf, and what's the potential for fuel? This is a lot of questions, but for today, I'm just going to focus on what's the best way to grow kenaf in Iowa. So my advisor, Ken Moore, and his team conducted preliminary experiments 10 years ago. And just to have an idea if we can actually grow kenaf in Iowa, right? So what I'm going to show you this experiment, and then I'm going to show you the current experiments based on this older experiment. So what they did was using one cultivar, Tainan 2, which is basically the most commercially used cultivar right now, three seed densities, three row spacings, two different nitrogen fertilizers, so either 0 or 168 kilograms per hectare. They also looked at three different planting dates, so early May, late May, or early June. What they collected in terms of data was the yield, the population, the height and diameter at the harvest, and the core bast ratio. What I mean by that is just basically peeling the crop, you know, core and the bast, and just have dry it and have calculating the ratio of core bast. They also look at the chemistry, so the fiber analysis. So that's the method to calculate the neutral detergent fiber, acid detergent lignin in the ash, and that basically leads you to decomposition in cellulose, hemicellulose, and lignin. Every year, kenaf was planted in, was planted right after soybean, so that's important for the results after. And this experiment was a randomized complete plot design with a split plot for the nitrogen, and the analysis was just used a regular, oh my gosh, there's a microphone here. Okay, regular ANOVA. Okay, so let's talk about the yield, because we're always interested by the yield, right? So I'm going to explain you a little bit how I presented the data here. So this is the yield for 2004, and the three colors, green, orange, and blue, represent the three different seed densities. For each of those, there is the three row spacings, and each shade of color represents the planting date. So this is 2004, 5, and 6. 2004 and 6 had very variable yields, and 2005 was not that variable. But overall, we can always see that planting in narrow rows early May gives a really good yield. What we found also is that when the plants are more crowded, so you know, more seed density, more seeds in narrow rows, the stem gets smaller. And we also found that adding nitrogen reduced the core bast ratio, which means that for the same amount of bast, we have less core. You have to notice here that for the yield, the nitrogen was not an effect at all. Looking at the fiber composition in 2004 and 5, so here's a table with the cellulose, hemicellulose, and lignin for the bast and the core. So the percentage I give here is just a rough estimate, so, you know, I mean, a rough estimate for you to understand that there's differences between the bast and core, but it was not a main effect. We found some interactions between the management practices and the composition, basically. So overall, we find that there is more cellulose in the bast than in the core, and less hemicellulose and less lignin. And some fractions were definitely very impacted by the management practices. But looking at the nitrogen, we didn't find obvious results. So this experiment really brought evidence that we can grow Kenaf in Iowa. And we might need to kind of dig a bit more and have more information on the nitrogen. So in this experiment, we had 0 or 150 pounds per acre. Maybe we can investigate a bit more on that. And there was no information on the growth over time, over the growing season. That's why we conducted the experiment last year and this year. So basically using very similar treatments, this time using two Kenaf cultivars, Canning 2 and Wheaton. That's the two cultivars I presented in the first slide. And Wheaton is basically has been released by Mississippi State University in 2006. This time we used two seed densities, two row spacings. And for the nitrogen, we used five different nitrogen rates. So 0, 56, 112, 168 to 24 kilograms per hectare. The planting date was not part of the treatment here. With regard with the data, we looked at the yield population, height and diameter measured every 2 weeks from planting to harvesting, the leaf area index every month until full canopy closure, core bast ratio, and for the fiber analysis, very similar fiber analysis, but we also looked at the carbon and nitrogen concentration. So the yield for the older experiment was roughly 10 megagram per hectare. In 2014, which it's on the graph of the right, you have Canning 2 and the Wheaton yield, so those two varieties, over the different nitrogen fertilizer rates we chose. So it's pretty much the same as what we found in the past, but statistically, we didn't find any differences between the varieties or between the nitrogen fertilizer rates, which means that when Kenaf is planted after soybean, nitrogen doesn't have a whole lot of effect on it. The yield, though, was influenced by the seed density. Surprisingly, when we add less seeds, the yield was bigger because the plants were slightly bigger, and that's how we reached a higher yield. So I'm not presenting the yield of this year because it's still in the plot. It's still the greenest crop ever right now, so I don't have the data to present that to you. Looking at the growth, you have the height, diameter, and the leaf area index here over the time. So same thing from planting to harvesting. And the height, which is on the top, was influenced by the seed density, especially end of July and mid-October. But the diameter and the leaf area index were influenced by the nitrogen rates. And it looks like applying more nitrogen helped having thicker plants and having more leaves as well. As it found that Canning 2 was thicker, so higher diameter than Wheaton, but Wheaton had a higher core bast ratio than Canning 2, so more core in Wheaton than in Canning 2 based on the same amount of bast. Looking at the fiber composition here again, so this is cellulose, hemicellulose, lignin, total ash, carbon and nitrogen for the bast and the core. And this time, so we found that some fractions were very affected by the Malagian practices. So cellulose in the core was influenced, as well as the hemicellulose in the bast. But some fractions were not affected at all. So lignin in the bast or hemicellulose in the core remained the same. And looking at the nitrogen effects, we did find, of course, that the plants, when we apply more nitrogen, have more nitrogen. So that was the result on the bottom, on the last line. And we did find also that looking at the total ash in the bast and in the core, when we apply more nitrogen, there is less ash in the crop. Okay, so let's just wrap up all of these experiments in one slide. So we did find some sort of trade-off between the yield and quantity of fibers. So we have higher yield, but the plants are smaller and usually have more bast. The planting date, early and late May, seem to be much better than later. The nitrogen didn't have an effect on the yield when it was planted after soybean, so it would be nice to have maybe an idea of like when it's not planted after soybean. And it did have an effect on the fiber composition, so changing the nitrogen rate may influence the fiber composition. So those experiments really show that we can definitely grow Kenaf in Iowa, and actually right now, I mean, when I compare, well, I'm not showing here too, but like when I compare the stem height, for example, last year and this year it's like very tall. So I'm expecting, I have a high expectation for the yield this year, so that shows it could be really good here, and Kenaf could be really bring diversity to the agriculture and industry in Iowa. So, we don't really see here, but that's 1 year. That was 1 month ago, so it's still green, and you can see all the rest of the field is brown, and like corn was ready to be harvested and everything. So, I would like to thank my advisor Ken Moore, my committee members. Daniel Wilson and Roger Hintz, who really helped me in the lab and in the field, and the Department of Agronomy, of course, because this is a really good department. So thank you very much. I will be glad to have questions.
So questions for Mary?
I conducted another study where I harvest every 2 weeks during the season to look at carbon and nitrogen and everything. So it depends, I guess, on what you want to look at, like if you want to collect the bast or the core. So the plants usually start growing very fast in end of July and August. So that could be the moment where you can start maybe harvesting a lot. And I also noticed that the separation of bast and core is usually easier when it's more wet, so when it's not at the end of the year. So that's something I would like to keep working on, that because we are not entirely sure. But the problem is when you cut it, it doesn't grow back. So you may want to have big plots and just cut certain portions. I do not study the leaf here because usually when we harvest, all the leaves are dropped. So the first frost has pretty much killed the plants, and so you just harvest the stem and use them. But I think there are a couple of studies where they looked at the forage potential, so for livestock. I do not know more about it, but it will be something because, I mean, the stem can be used for so many different purposes, so why not the leaves as well? I agree.
One more question.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, what's happening below ground with
canals?
What are the roots looking like? How are they changed with planting?
Yeah, good question from a source. So this year I did conduct some experiment as well where I was looking at the roots depth. So right now I haven't really looked at now that it's most of the roots are, if I remember, it doesn't go lower than 60 centimeters or, I was just looking at the, root biomass, but not really anything else, so.
Thank you. I just have one quick question.
Oh, yeah.
How old is the market for canal in the mid part of the U.S.? You said the southern part is okay.
Now there is not really any market in the Midwest, but that's really the beginning,
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.